The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And prayer is our communication to the Heavenly Father, right? So I'm talking to you right now, and this is how I talk to God. And he's working in us and inspiring us with his thoughts and ideas. And did you know, you can go to God and you could say, God, you know, what should I be praying for? Like, what do you want me to pray? And I learned this many years ago, that we can ask God what to pray. And when we pray what the Father says, it's so powerful, and you see answers to prayer very quickly. And you know, God's word runs very swiftly, and he's not hanging around. You know, we might think, oh, it's going to take a month or a week or 2 weeks. You know, according to your faith be it unto you. And so when we pray with faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? So there can be things in our life that we're not happy with, but we haven't got no control in those areas, especially when it comes to other people and their response to you or their attitudes towards you. So those things, we can go to God with prayer. And I'm saying this for a purpose, because it's going to lead me into what God was teaching me on Monday. So every other Monday, we have a fellowship. So it's me, Kim, Danny, Amber, Jason, and Becky Jancy, and we all come together, and it's pretty relaxed fellowship. We get our coffee, we sit down, and someone begins to talk, and from there, God is really inspiring, and you can feel the power and the presence of God, the peace of God in the home, and this environment that we live. Now, this is God's home, and we know that he's with us, his presence is with us to heal and to bless and to encourage, and we know, and we've always prayed, that when people come in this home, they sense and know the power and presence and peace of God in our home. And everyone always says it to us. You know, it's like a haven for them. You know, someone said, it's like a haven when I come here. And so, you know, having this like a spiritual haven that you can go to is your where you live, your place. And then you can take that with you wherever you go, because you've got the power and presence of God in you. So I was, Kim cooked dinner, and I usually eat my dinner in my office, and but this time I decided to come into the living room just in case anyone showed up early for our fellowship. And I'm sat there and I'm thinking about my brothers and sisters from my mum's side. I got two brothers, two sisters, and I was thinking about my brothers and sisters from my dad's side, because my mum and dad were never together, and I got seven brothers and four sisters from that side. And none of them bother with me. And I know it's because of my faith in God and what I believe. And there's only one sister that really connects to me. That's my little sister, Becky. She stays in contact. And so we're always in contact with each other, which is really lovely. And I was eating my dinner. I was getting really touched about it. You know, I was like, God, this is really bothering me. And God said, it just comes to my mind. And I say God said, but it was just inspiration of God to my mind. Well, stop complaining and start praying big for them. And then the next thought come to my mind was to pray that Jesus Christ would show up in their dreams, or an angel, or show up in their presence to bug them to the point that they really want to come and just speak with me, and that God would open a door. But God will, you know, just shake them up and get me in their thoughts. You know, I said, Father, put me in their heart. And so, you know, God says in Ephesians 3:20 that he will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So speaking in tongues, we know, is perfect prayer. And that keeps us hot spiritually. It builds up that inner man in us. It's perfect prayer, praise, magnifies God. And so when we're magnifying God, we're not magnifying ourselves or our problems. But the prayer from your heart with faith will give you results from God, because when we pray, God can go to work. He can go to work in those areas that seem impossible to us, things that we think would never ever change, right? But so, you know, we got the creator of the heaven and the earth as our heavenly Father. We are now sons of God with power and authority to have effect from the heavenlies into the physical, to put a command what we desire to the Father, and what we speak and what we declare from our mouth sets in motion the things for God to go to work to pave the way for the things that we need in our life that's going to make us happy. God wants us happy. This word blessed means happy. And God says you are blessed. See, the truth is, everything that you need has already been provided for through what Jesus Christ accomplished for us. God has already provided for it. So, in relationships, in health, in finances, in ministry, in laborers, in difficult situations, God has made a way where there seems no way. And it's when we get our focus to God and off the problem, and we take it to God, and Father, I bring this before you. Now you show me what to pray. You show me what to say. You inspire me. And I've been encouraging for a long time now about say what you want, not what you see. But God will give you what to say. Because we are God dependent. We're not circumstance dependent. We're not knowledge dependent. But we're going to the fountains of living water, who has all the answers, all the solution. When we go to the living God, the God that created the heavens and the earth, he put everything in its place. The stars, the systems, the galaxies, the moon, the sun. Everything is in perfect order. If it goes out of order, if the moon was to move a fraction, we'd be having tidal waves and, you know, things would be happening, volcanoes would be going off. If it moved a fraction. And so if God can arrange all the stars in its perfect position to keep them there, the moon in its perfect position, and the sun in its perfect position to give light when it needs to give light, and then there's night, and then we go under the cover of the light of the moon rather than the light of the sun, and the tide in the sea, it goes in and out perfectly like a heartbeat. He's designed every intricate detail within our bodies. All the nervous systems, the muscles, the tissues, the bones, the ligaments, everything God has perfectly arranged. Now, don't you think God has perfectly arranged things in your life that when we go to him, he can bring that solution, answers, direction, and deliverance? Right? He knows what he's doing. He's got an answer for everything in our life. But because we were carnal at one time, we were carnal, right? And because we didn't have the spirit, so that meant we were carnal. Our minds was an enemy against God. But now we got the spiritual, we got the spirit of God, we got the spiritual mind, that's where we now live from. When we operate with that mind of Christ, then we know that all things are possible with God and he can change things. So God had me think about this, and God said, write their names down and you pray for them and you pray bold prayers over them. You give me your desire, what's in your heart. I'll also energize it in you, what to say, what to do, just like he's given me words to communicate what I'm saying to you now. Anyway, with that, there's another story about 4 years ago concerning a family member. I went to London to go and see my auntie. Now, my auntie had a big fallout with my mum, and it was all over moving my nan from London to Bristol. They wanted to put her in her home, and my mum said, no, I'm not having her going home. She'll come with me. So anyway, there was a big fallout amongst my mum and her brothers and sisters. Again, family situations where it's all divided and broken up. So my mum fell asleep. There was no flowers, no nothing from them. But God put a compassion in my heart for my auntie. And when my mum was younger, she was going through such a tough time that she couldn't have me all the time. So I went and lived with my auntie. And my auntie had a great impact on my life. She was very good to me, kind to me. And, my mum was in broken relationships. So whenever my mum was in a situation, we would go to my auntie's and she would always take us in. Well, this never left me. And so I have a great love for her. And so when I went down to London about 4 years ago, I knocked on the door. And my auntie's a bit funny about things. So, I think she even moved. And I had to find out where she lived. And I found the house where she lived, right? So anyway, I knocked on the wrong door. And it was actually my cousin who lived next door to her, my auntie, which was her mum. And so she's not in. And I knew she was in, but they were making out she had gone out, right? So anyway, I go home a little bit disappointed that she didn't come out. And then my phone rang because I left my number. And she said, "Hello, darling." She goes, "Sorry, I was out." Anyway, I got to say to her, "Look, I know you had a fallout with my mum, but I want you to know I've got great love for you. Because you was there for me, you loved me, you took care of me and my mum." And I said, "Whatever arguments you had with my mum was between you and my mum, not between me. I ain't got a problem with you." I said, "It was your problem with my mum and my mum's problem with you. You just didn't resolve it. But I want you to know I love you. And I'm very thankful for what you've done and how you've had an impact on my life." And I said, and this was on the train going back home. I said, "Listen, I want to come down and see you. And I'll keep in contact." Well, I had my cousin's number. And obviously, I changed my phones. But the number I lost. And so for all that time, 4 years, I've been feeling really bad. Because I'm thinking, well, my auntie probably thinks I don't want to bother with her. Because I haven't spoken to her. I haven't got a number. I don't know her address. I know where she lives, but I don't know the address. And Danny and Amber come up yesterday. And Danny wanted a book that I recommended him to just read for himself. And it was up in the loft. So Amber said, "I'll go up in the loft. Is there any, if I see anything, do you want it, Lawrence?" I said, "Yeah, whatever, if there's anything there." And she said, "Oh, I got your mum's Bible." And I didn't even know I had my mum's Bible. And so Amber brought the Bible down. I said, "Yeah, bring it down." So she brought this Bible down. I'm thinking, I can't even remember having that given to me. So I was flicking through this Bible, and right in the middle was all these old telephone numbers. She must have written it down years ago. And at the last telephone number was my auntie's number, Auntie Dot. And the telephone numbers, I'm thinking, I bet that still works, because even though she moves, she can take her number with her. And so I rung it, and all of a sudden, there it was, my Auntie Dot. And it was so refreshing. I explained to her how I lost the number, and we had a great conversation. And she was really happy. She was telling me how my cousins were doing and everything. And then so I said to her, "Look, when I come up," I said, "me and Kim will come up, but we're only coming for an hour. We won't take your time. I just want to see and give you a hug, like, you know." So God knows how to do things. Like, if you think, I didn't even know that Bible was up there. I didn't even know a telephone was up there. I'd given up on it. I'm thinking, oh, that's it for me. I don't even know she's alive. 4 years gone. She's 79 years old. I didn't know what was happening in their family. Didn't have a clue. So God just really was showing me, look, you know, you bring your desires before me. I know your heart, and I can meet your need. So now, if you translate that to what you want in your own life, in your own relationships, in your what you want to do with God, you know, you want to have maybe laborers, people to work with, people to encourage. You might want to start your own fellowship. You can do this. And God says, no, you come to me and I will help you. You know, I will do these things for you. You know, don't let your heart be troubled, but you believe God and believe also in me. And you don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. You don't have to doubt. And God says, don't be anxious. You know, sometimes we might feel really tired and we might feel on our own and that no one really cares and nothing's going to change. But God is there with us. God, who I just mentioned, who put everything perfectly in its place. And when we go to him, we can be in that alignment with him and we can always be at the right place at the right time. God will always give you what you need. He doesn't want you to be discouraged. You might have had a hard day today. You might have had a hard month. But God says, don't look at that. You stay with me every day. Stay faithful to what I've given you to do. So like now you guys are coming on here. The more you stay connected, the more you're going to be fed. The more you're going to be encouraged. For me, when I started to connect where I, you know, in India, and I started to follow this encouragement, I haven't gone away from it. I haven't deviated. And as I began to practice the encouragement, I am now seeing the benefits. And I'm now walking with God. I'm now knowing when he's talking to me. I now know when he's directing me. And the more I've been practicing, the more I see that we're to allow God to work. We're to allow God to lead us. and you've got the Spirit of God in you. You don't have to try and be spiritual. You are spiritual. And it's just recognizing this, recognizing what God has done in Christ for you, recognizing that you are the head and not the tail, that you are happy. The world and your circumstances will tell you you're unhappy, you haven't got it together, you need this, you need to understand that. All you need to understand is that God is your Father and you have a direct connection to Him, that you can give Him burdens and problems. He's already supplied your answers. But it's when we go to Him and follow His direction that then He knows how to release that answer to us. So God says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Let me ask you, who are you seeking? You're not seeking the local church or the pastors or the Muslims or the Buddhas or the Jains, right? You're seeking God. God who created the heavens and the earth. God who called you before the foundations of the world. God who's given you a future and an expected end. God who knows everything that's happening. God is always present with you to heal and to provide. God sees in order to provide and has provided the things. And God says, now for you to receive this into manifestation in your life, you come to me with faith. You become fully persuaded that what you're being encouraged, what my promises have said to you, they are yours. They are yes and amen in Christ. See, God is able. God is willing. God is faithful. God is able to heal. God is able to deliver. It's already done in Christ. So He's able to bring it into manifestation. God is able to supply your every need. God is able to make you healthy because it's already supplied. Now the faith is what brings it into manifestation. God has made you prosperous. And God does it seemingly abundantly above all you ask or think. God is able to keep you from falling. God is able to keep you from failing. God is able to establish you and make all grace abound towards you. And God is able to build you up and comfort and strengthen you. See, God has supplied everything. It's already done. It's already met. God is with you. We just got to receive this in our hearts and minds. And then we go to God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Again, going back to Jeremiah 2:13, says, my people have committed two evils. What is God calling evil? They've forsaken me. That's number one evil. And number two, they've hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. People get their own little cistern of method of how they think God works, and they think they got to do this and do that, take this, and then it's going to happen. Now, God is gracious, so He sees our hearts before Him. Because our hearts are good before Him, we think, okay, well, I'll follow this because, yes, I got to study, or I got to read, or I got to do this. But God says, I want to live in relationship with you. Come back to me. Number one evil was God's people have forsaken God. So what's the first thing we do? We go back to the living God, who can hear you, who was waiting for you to go to Him, who was waiting for you to say, Father, thank you that you're with me. Thank you that I know I can love you and that you love me, that you have already supplied everything I desire. You want me happy. You want me prosperous. Father, what do I do? And then God gets you where people are walking with Him, where you can be fed, and then God says, this is what you do. Now receive these words. Receive these words. And the direction within those words do. Let me bring you back to what I've shared. And what I share with anyone that's beginning to connect with me. Or anyone that has been doing the things for many years. And not seen any results or massive results or great increase. When they come to me, I go to God. Father, what do I tell them? And it always comes back. What I was encouraged, which is number one, you speak in tongues. You use that spiritual ability. Get rid of your own ideas about doing things, right? Just follow the encouragement. Speak in tongues. What does it say in the scriptures? What did Paul say? I would that you will speak in tongues, right? Very simple. So what I've said there is in the scriptures, is written. It is written. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is to speak by the Spirit of God. I can show you in the scriptures. Jesus spoke by the Spirit of God. He always done the Father's will. He always spoke what the Father put in his heart. He never did anything of his own self. The Apostle Paul, he spoke by the Spirit of God. What was he speaking when he spoke by the Spirit of God? All this new revelation of what was accomplished in Christ. That it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, the mystery, and all these wonderful, beautiful things that was never spoken before because it had been hid. It wasn't even written in the stars. God had hid it and then revealed it. So this is where we walk now. This is the age of grace. Paul was walking in the age of grace. He was speaking to the believers in that day and time, and those wonderful truths that we can see and practice are written there for us to see. And then God's taking it higher. Like Jason mentioned, which actually Sandgate mentioned to me, and I mentioned to Jason, was that the Word of God grew and multiplied. It wasn't the scriptures that grew and multiplied. It was the Word from God, the direction from God. That's what grew and multiplied. And bold prayers were prayed, and the place was shaken where they were. God wants us to come up in faith. He wants us to come up and be bold and really go to Him. Really ask Him. Put your highest thing that you can ask God. Ask God to do something that you would never thought to ask God for. And let them here do it. If you do it in faith, and God is working in you, you could say, Father, give me those bold prayers to pray. If God can work in the Old Testament believers to make the sun go back and for the seas to part, come on. We're supposed to do the same works as Jesus Christ and greater, but it starts with that earnest desire and prayer to God. It starts in that relationship with our wonderful Heavenly Father. And we can have that because Jesus Christ made it available through His obedience. See, God doesn't want your sacrifice of study. He doesn't want your sacrifice, you know, of going to this fellowship, that fellowship, listening to that teacher and this teacher. He wants obedience. And if you've got so many voices speaking to you with different directions, you're going to get confused. And you're going to get jumbled up. God is not the God of confusion. He is the God of peace. And that's why I made up my mind to connect where I connect, and I stay focused there. I follow that encouragement. I'm also walking with God, and God is also teaching and showing me. It says also in the scriptures, we need no man teach of us. Doesn't it say that? All right, that we're led into the all truth by that gift of Holy Spirit. Also says you have an unction from the Holy One. You have a knowing from God. So God wants you to go to Him. He wants you to be God-dependent. So we're all free to go to God. Depend upon God, not the ministers, not anyone else. You're free to go to God. Now, when God shows you to connect, where you're going to be encouraged and fed, then I encourage you, get connected there, stay connected there, and follow the encouragement. A faithful man shall abound in blessings. If I was connecting when I made up my mind to connect where I connected and then started listening to this teacher, that teacher, I'm going to get confused, man. I'm going to say, well, Sandgate said this to me, but this minister over here says this. And that agrees with what I think anyway, so I'll go with that. You know, and you just don't get anywhere. You've got to forsake your own ways. Not forsake God, but move with God. He really wants to bless you big time. And He's saying, now, come on, call upon Me. Call upon Me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Now, let's get a faith up there. Let God energize you. Get rid of your own ideas and go to the living God. Let Him work in you. And we also encourage the honoring God, your prosperity. God doesn't want you struggling. He wants none of us struggling. And it's not about the ministers getting rich. When you honor God, you're getting rich. Because you already are rich and you're going to bring it into manifestation. But when you break the momentum of praying, when you break the momentum of speaking in tongues, when you break the momentum of honoring God, when you stop, you've broken the momentum. And it's like you've got to start again type of thing. Can you see what I'm saying? God says, be faithful. you're bound in blessings. It's very, very simple. It's not complicated. You don't need a PhD. Alright, you don't need a doctorate's degree. You've got the highest degree given, which is called HS. Holy Spirit, baby. You've got the direct connection. Okay, and then God, let God feed you. He'll lead you what to say. He'll lead you where to connect. He'll lead you where to open your mouth. He'll lead you to the scriptures. Let him guide you to it. It's not that we do it from our own strength. God said it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. See, if I don't walk with God, how can I walk in love? And to walk in love is not to withhold what I need to say and what God wants me to speak. If I'm not walking in love, then I'm manipulating. And I ain't manipulating anyone here. I'm speaking the truth in love. And we are the silver platter. We are the silver platter. Okay? We are those ambassadors and representatives. When I'm not representing myself here. I'm representing God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's my job to speak what they put in my heart at this moment in time. And if you begin to practice this way, you will see the whole dimension of your life, your work, your walk, your ministry, your finances, your health change. When we become tired, it may be because we're doing things in our own strength. And I know sometimes, like, you know, because of what's going on, changing in weather, maybe a little bit less activity, we can become tired, so we need to keep active. But I tell you what, even when you're tired, even when you've got stuff going on, you can be at peace with God every day, and he'll take you through that day victoriously and powerfully. But guys, we've got to be faithful. Don't break the momentum. God says keep faithful. Keep practicing the things that you know to do and the things that he gives you to do. You break the momentum, then you struggle. You know, it's like trying to get that car to go at full speed and it's missing and the car's jerking. But when we are moving with God, there's an easy flow. And the word runneth very, very swiftly. And the increase can be very swiftly. God added to the church should be very swiftly. And it can be, but we've got to be willing to get rid of the things that hinder us. The doctrines that have been good and blessed us, but it hasn't produced the mighty outreach and growth that God wants. It's not what I want, it's what God wants. And I want what God wants. So this is my encouragement to you. Stay with God. Keep going to him, even if you've had a discouraging time. I know people have. But that's because your mind's being drawn to your circumstances, emotions and feelings. You just say, no, I do not consent to this remaining. I am a son and daughter of God. I got Holy Spirit in me. And you say what God says about you. Don't say what your partner says, or your husband or wife or brother or sister or family members or the world. Or your circumstances. You say what God says. And you keep that there. You get fully persuaded on that. Abraham became fully persuaded. And God blessed him. So this was my encouragement. Remember, God is able. He put everything in order. It's already done. And to receive that, we walk in faith and trust and confidence in God. And we do it with faith. Father, I may not see the outcome, but that's my abundant sharing. Father, I may not see the outcome, but here's my prayer. Father, I may not see it right now. That's what I meant. Father, I'm going to speak in tongues. I don't know what it's doing, but I know it's doing something. Right? So it's just walking with God with confidence. And if you feel tired, let me tell you something. Have a sleep. If it's 10 minutes, you know, a 10-minute power nap is great. Speak in tongues. Go and put some water on your face. I take a nap if I feel tired. I'm not sitting there letting my mind wander and getting out of bounds. I say, okay, Father, I'm having a sleep. And I do it. And you can do it at work. Take a 10-minute break and close your eyes. God will energize. Father, you energize me. You supply me the strength. You're my sufficiency in all things. So this is what I wanted to share. And, you know, we are all great encouragers. We're all moving with God. Get rid of your own ideas and allow God to energize you. Follow the encouragement. All you got to do. When you follow the encouragement and start seeing results, then God will bring you into your own and show you. But when we try and work things out ourselves and put, right, you know, I'm going to do this, it's works. It's your own works. Allow God to lead and energize. So anyway, I love you guys. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. And with that.